You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's a Wrinkle right here on WABC. And I hope you're all enjoying that that snow that's coming in New York right now. Oh, yeah, well, I'm in California today. Well, what can I say? It's 71. Sun's a little bright for me, but you don't want to rub it in. But we're sitting here on the West Coast learning a little bit more about cosmetic surgery and doing some interesting things with my skincare out on the West Coast this this weekend. So enjoy the snow while I enjoy the sun. All right, this is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, and that means this is the show about you, the show about your wrinkles, the show about your gels, the show about small breasts. Yeah, that's what we talk about here, and the phone number is 800-848-WABC. 800-848-9222. And tonight we've got a great show planned for you, so stay tuned. We're going to be talking about the Catwoman. No, not the TV series, but you know that woman that's had all that cosmetic surgery. We're going to talk a little bit about her. She said some very interesting things this week. So let's talk about, do we talk about cosmetic surgery or do we not talk about it? Do we deny the obvious? Well, let's talk about that during the show. We're also going to talk about one of my favorite topics, ways to get rid of fat under the chin. And there are so many different ways, and some work and some don't. Let's talk about them. We did this a few weeks ago. It happens to be one of the most popular topics I've ever spoken about. With the volume of email that I've gotten and the responses and the number of people listening to this podcast. So let's talk a little bit more about it. We're also going to talk about facial splotches. So common. I mean, look in the mirror. How many of you do not have a little splotchiness? No matter what your skin color, by the way, once you hit about 45, yeah, you get those things. So we'll talk about how I get rid of those, how you can get rid of those. Some of these things are invasive, some are not invasive. Let's talk about it. We're going to hear about women's heart health later in the show. And the most important skincare ingredient that is in your closet or on your vanity. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, the host of this show for many, many years now, more than I can even imagine. You know, we're into our 13th year on the radio. And with your support, and thank you so much, we've been very successful on the radio. So give me a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. WABC. It's a free call. We're going to be giving away bottles of, nighttime. Everybody wants nighttime. I actually think the best of my skincare is my soap. We'll talk about that later in the show. But we're giving away bottles of nighttime to legitimate callers. You know, you can't call up and just say, send me the nighttime. You have to have a good question for me. Try and stump me. Or, you know, if you're going to your plastic surgeon this Wednesday, you've got a consultation, you don't know what to ask him or her, give me a call. If you've been to the plastic surgeon or the dermatologist and they suggest something and you're wondering, is that the best treatment? Well, this is the show to call. But remember, I'm going to give you advice, but it's not real personal advice. It's radio advice, and that means you can't rely on it. I'm sorry. This is entertainment and education, but it's not personal medicine, and I can't accept the responsibility for your care over the phone. So remember that when you call. We're going to be talking about all sorts of interesting things, but if you've got a real medical issue, you have to speak to your own doctor, your own physician about that. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? And who has not seen the photographs of I guess she calls herself, she doesn't call herself the Catwoman. The press calls herself the Catwoman. Jocelyn Wildenstein. You know, she might be listening to the show. I hope you are. If you are, Jocelyn, call in. But apparently this week she gave an interesting interview to the Daily Mail. So if you don't know about this woman, she's a New York socialite, and she has had a remarkable transformation over the last 20 or 30 years. And if you look at her photographs from years and years ago, she was quite an attractive woman, and now she's just different looking. And you can make judgments for yourself, but she's certainly different. She has denied having any cosmetic surgery. Any cosmetic surgery. That's what she told the Daily Mail. Now, she said it's her natural, I guess, Swedish background that gives her her natural beauty and her appearance. But if you look at her pictures... And I have. You know, it's hard to believe that she has not had any cosmetic surgery. So if you look at her picture from 30 years ago, her face was kind of slim. Her eyebrows were typical. They were a little high, than a little higher than the average person. But her face was kind of an oval shaped, and her her nose was a little broad, just like everybody. She looked pretty good. But if you look at her picture now, there are some huge changes. So as a plastic surgeon, I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure if she had anything, but, you know, I think if you look at her pictures, you got to say either she had some surgery or something's going on in this world that we don't understand, because her face looks like she's had just a lot of surgery. You know, she's had maybe fat grafting to the cheeks, probably a facelift. You know, if you're 70-something years old, that's what she is now. I think she's 77. If you're 77 years old and you don't have a little extra skin in the neck, you either have incredible genes and we want to sample those, or you've had cosmetic surgery. You know, I mean, we have to face the facts that we're all humans and we age in a pretty reliable way. So if you don't have that skin in the neck, something's going on. And more than likely, she's had at least one facelift. But if you look at her face, there's all sorts of funny ripples and things. And, you know, what I believe is she's had fat grafting to the face and probably way too much. And she's had something called acanthoplasty, something I don't talk about much on this show. Not acanthopexy. Oh, boy, these cosmetic surgery terms, we say them just to confuse you. Now, the acanthoplasty is a very, very radical procedure on the upper outer eyelid that raises your lower eyelid up to a significantly higher position. We use that operation for trauma or cancer or something like that. Usually, acanthoplasties, which are very radical procedures, are not done in just cosmetic surgery. Sometimes they are. But they really reshape the eye, and they reshape the eye to make you look like a cat. And that's why people call her the Catwoman. So the question is, you know, she's come out, and, I mean, is there any reason to question her veracity? She says she has not had any cosmetic surgery, nothing. And that's what her fiancé has said also. And, you know, you got to ask, you know, why do people deny the obvious? I interviewed Joan Rivers on this show a few years ago. Joan was a wonderful person. We all know Joan, knew Joan, and such a tragedy that occurred to her. But she was a vibrant woman, and she agreed to talk to me on this radio show, and maybe I'll play it again one of these days. But she was a spectacular woman, and she came right out and said, you know, of course I had cosmetic surgery. It was a great thing for me. And, you know, I always say when you talk about your cosmetic surgery, well, that's when people stop talking about it. When you say, yeah, I've had it, big deal, the mystery's gone. The whispering is over. And I encourage my patients, just tell people. You know, it's when someone, you know, has surgery and they won't admit it. That's when everyone loves to, whether it's friends or even family, or if you're a celebrity, the public, they love to just chatter about, you know, what did she have? What procedure? I'll bet she had this. You know, and it's even worse when it's obvious and you deny it. You know, I mean, what can I say? If you've got four fingers on your hand and you say I've got five, well, you know, you still have four. So anyway, so I certainly tell my patients that, you know, if you know, your confidentiality is certainly up to you. But the way to get people to stop talking about your cosmetic surgery is to admit it. And, you know, that's my take on it. What's your take? Would you tell people you had cosmetic surgery? Would you not tell people? How many of you would do what Jocelyn Wildenstein? Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle, the show about your cosmetic surgery. And tonight we've got all sorts of fun things for you to think about. Let's talk a little bit about, let's start the topic of fat under the chin. Now we're going to go to a break in a couple minutes, and then we're going to go to our interview with a woman's cardiologist. So stay tuned. But fat under the chin, it plagues most of us. I mean, unless you're like 98 pounds and 5'3", maybe you don't have fat underneath your chin. But one of the ironies of life is that we tend to lose fat in places where we might want it, like our temples. You know, they tend to thin, like our mid cheeks, they kind of get gaunt. But the fat descends, and the fat goes to the jowls, okay, and for unexplainable reasons goes to the neck, and it weighs down the skin, and we get that typical appearance of the turkey gobbler. And boy, it has kept a lot of plastic surgeons in business, and certainly an incredible industry, because right now there are so many different choices for you. There's liposuction, of course. That's fat removal. There's facelifting. But there's also Kybella. That's the injection of chemicals into the fat. There's Cool Sculpting. There's Ulthera. And, you know, there's also facelift. So at the second half of the show, after the half hour, we're going to talk about all these different ways. But for now, we're going to take a break. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. I want you all to stay tuned. And while you're staying tuned, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dr. Arthur Perry, and you'll learn a lot about cosmetic surgery and see some interesting videos also. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We're going to be back after these words, 800-848-9222.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. The longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating Clean Time soap. This fall, use the WABC code to receive 15% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com, or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY.
In case you haven't heard, New York cops are hosting meetings in local neighborhoods to find out what's it going to take to make us all feel safer. They want to know what we think, so why not tell them?
We hear more negative things about the police than positive things, so off the bat, once we, you know, cross paths with a police officer, we automatically got our guards up. And that's the problem. That's the issue. I feel like neighborhood policing is a good idea only if the community can have, like, some type of dialogue with the police or communication where they cross paths, it'll be, like, no issues, no problems. Like, we don't fear each other.
A meeting in every neighborhood. It's all about your safety, your neighborhood, your voice. Will you be there?
Let's have some type of communication. Like, let me tell you how I feel about you, and you guys tell me the true definition of a police officer.
Go to buildablack.nyc to find your neighborhood meeting, paid for by the New York City Police Foundation.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed.
Because I try to do everything I can to be around for me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program, with access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top 5 heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
Your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
we're usually waiting for the music that Mike has failed to put in. I hope we're back on the air. You know, when you depend on these things, you know, radio is a funny business. You know, we require these ins and outs to know when we're coming back from commercial. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. The phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. I'm joined tonight by my daughter, Meredith Perry, who is the CEO of Ubeam, which is a an interesting tech company out here in California, which also tells you why I'm out here visiting the daughter. Meredith is the voice of the ins and outs, the you know, the thing from X-Files. Say hello to the New York audience, Meredith.
Hello, world.
And there she is. All right. And that's all you get. You don't get any more. That's her. All right. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. So we were talking a little bit about fat under the neck. And, you know, fat under the neck is a something that bothers so many people. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that after the half hour. But first, we have Dr. Mary Abed. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. She's the chief of cardiology at the Jersey City Medical Center, which is an RWJ Barnabas health facility. And Dr. Abed, she's the chief of cardiology. As I said, she trained at NYU Medical Center. And she was recently appointed to the Cardiovascular Health Advisory Panel for the state of New Jersey. Now, heart disease is often thought of only as something that men get, right? But the truth is that it's the number one cause of death for men and women in the United States. And over a third of women die in the United States. A third of women who die in the United States are killed by heart disease. Well, older women have higher heart disease death rates than older men, and more women die of heart disease each year than even breast cancer. So, you know, one of the reasons is the funny symptoms. So that's why we want Dr. Mary Abed, the chief of cardiology from the Jersey City Medical Center, to talk to us today about symptoms of heart disease that you should not ignore. What exactly is heart disease, Dr. Abed?
Well, thank you for having us on today, Dr. Perry. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to reach out to the community. So when we talk about heart disease or cardiovascular diseases, we're talking about five diagnoses that encompass the whole thing. That includes hypertension or high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, cerebrovascular disease, and peripheral vascular disease. But we often focus on coronary artery disease or blockages of the arteries because they're really all intertwined.
You know, and Dr. Abed, it's one of the frightening things. You know, everybody talks about, you know, what if I get a heart attack or something? So what is heart disease? What is it that is actually happening? And how do you know if you're at risk for developing? Let's first talk about coronary heart disease.
So coronary artery disease or coronary heart disease is the result of blockages or plaques forming in the vessels that obstruct flow to whatever organ. Today we're going to talk about the heart. It could be the brain. It could be the legs, where there's blockages of the vessels that obstruct flow to those tissues. So when a vessel closes off, that is what a heart attack results from. What puts people at risk is I like to break that up into two categories, a modifiable risk profile and those that are not modifiable or unchangeable. So age, gender, and family history play significant roles in the development of coronary disease, and those are the risk factors we really can't affect. If you're lucky enough to live long enough, your risk of coronary disease increases. But more importantly are the modifiable risk factors, those that we can affect change. And that includes high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol or hyperlipidemia, a sedentary lifestyle, obesity, smoking, and diabetes. Those risk factors we can affect and hopefully lead to a change in the incidence or risk of developing heart disease.
I'm very happy that you didn't mention Patsy's Pizza in there because I love it so much. Do we have to give up pizza to keep our heart healthy?
You know, I love it too, but I will tell you, it's not the best food for us. When we talk about what can we do, what are the potential things we can do to reduce the incidence and risk of developing heart disease, diet changes are very important. And in general, it's recommended that we follow what's called a DASH diet, and that is a diet, and DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, but it's a very well-rounded change, and it includes a diet that's high in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low fat, which pizza is not, meat, fish, poultry, nuts, and no artificial sweeteners or white sugars. This is really a diet I feel strongly that everybody should live by, and I hate the word diet. It's the way we should eat in general. Other lifestyle changes include increase your activity. Any activity is better than no activity. So it's not that you have to go to the gym and work out for an hour. Walk around the block for 20 minutes or walk around several. Any activity is good for the heart and for the body in general. Handling stress. These are lifestyle changes. When we talk about other risk factor interventions that could be, that could affect the development of heart disease, those are where we learn to control diabetes, we learn to control high blood pressure, controlling your cholesterol. Those are roles that the doctor will come into play and help you reach those goals. So I always like to refer to myself as the coach. So I'm the coach, patient's the player. So you have to make it happen. I can just guide you.
All right. And that's a good way to put it. So you're going to coach women and men about proper eating, and certainly smoking, probably the biggest single thing that people do to hurt their health. Don't you agree?
Oh, it is the most modifiable risk factor attributable to the development of coronary disease. And it's not simply the, you know, people will come in and say, I don't smoke three packs a day anymore. I smoke a pack a day. Every cigarette has a very, very negative impact on your vasculature. They cause severe vasoconstriction. It makes your blood stickier. It really is an incredibly smart product to lead to the development of blockages of the arteries of your heart. And I would encourage anybody who still smokes today to stop. And anybody, and hopefully our young people, are not picking up and buying those packs of cigarettes anymore, although unfortunately that still does occur today.
Isn't that terrible? And I hate when I see in pharmacies, which are places that are supposed to be dedicated to good health, where I hate pharmacies
that sell
cigarettes. It just
absolutely
drives me out of my mind. Now, I know that some have given them up, but others, they just don't, and it's really inconsistent. I just want to introduce you again, Dr. Mary Abed. Have I pronounced your name correctly, by the way?
Abed, sort of like tomato versus tomato. So Abed is how the kids would
right.
call us when we were growing up.
All right, Dr. Abbott. Well, we can pronounce it any way you want. Well, she's the chief of cardiology at Jersey City Medical Center. And Jersey City is an RWJ Barnabas Health facility, a growing chain in New Jersey that consists of so many great hospitals now. St. Barnabas, Jersey City Medical Center, Robert Wood Johnson in New Brunswick, and many, many others. And as we go through this year, we're going to have many guests from the different hospitals in the RWJ Barnabas Health System. All right, so we're talking about heart disease in women tonight, and honestly, most of my audience, I would say probably about 70 to 80% of my audience is women. So very important for you listeners out there to hear what Dr. Abbott has to say. So let's talk about some of the warning signs of heart disease that women may overlook, because I know there's a difference here between men and women.
Well, there is a difference. I think some of it has to do with women's, and I will not exclude you completely in my discussion because it does apply to men. But I think women have been multitaskers for a long, long time and often avoid or attribute some of the symptoms that are from the heart to other things. Shortness of breath. Many women will come into my office, but I'm gaining weight, Dr. Abbott. I'll say, but you've weighed the same for 2 years, so why are you more short of breath now? A change in your ability to do the same activity. So you climbed a flight of stairs in the past, and now you find you can only do a half a flight before you get so winded that you have to stop to catch your breath. sometimes it's pain in your back. Sometimes it's nausea. But if you get nauseous only after you've done an activity, that should start to strike a bell. Why is it only happening when I'm doing something and not when I'm sitting and relaxing? Sometimes it's dizziness or a period of lightheadedness. There are many symptoms that could be attributable, but don't ignore chest discomfort. And I don't want to say chest pain, because often people will say it's not pain, it's a discomfort. And especially that develops when you're doing an activity. I often will ask them, why do you think it only occurs when you're active?
You know, and that's a good question. And I wanted to ask you, because we've got about 1 minute, a little less than a minute left. So let's say someone has that severe, you know, all right, you don't want to use the word chest pain, but all right, crushing pain in the chest. What should they do? Should they call their doctor, stay home, hopefully it gets better? What's your recommendation?
My recommendation is that you seek medical attention. If you're risk, you know, the 22-year-old who gets chest discomfort is not a diabetic smoker, may not have the same risk indication, but if you're in your 50s and you're a smoker, diabetic, hypertension, and you get crushing chest discomfort or pain, call 911. Let us tell you that is not the problem.
And
because time is muscle.
Absolutely. And that is the sage advice for the day from Dr. Mary Abbott, the chief of cardiology at the Jersey City Medical Center, an RWJ Barnabas Health Facility. I want to thank you so much for taking time in your Saturday evening. And I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We've got half of the show left, so stay tuned. 800-848-9222. We'll be right back.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed.
Because I try to do everything I can to be around for me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program, with access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top 5 heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
Your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-0299. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-0299. That's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and this is my main man, Tom, and my other main man, Tom.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
Hey, wasn't that a hit song in 1967?
Brian, I wasn't even born in 1967.
So what are you guys trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We're determined.
And highly trained.
And incredibly well-equipped.
And we even have a good attitude.
Well, I know I certainly do. I'm not so sure about you, Tom.
Hey, guys, we need to wrap this up.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So people never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Hey, honey, what'd you do this morning?
Rescued a bear.
Wait, what?
I donated to International Animal Rescue.
International Animal Rescue has saved hundreds of bears in India from abuse, helping to end the brutal dancing bear trade. But more bears still need our help. Just a few dollars will help International Animal Rescue save more suffering bears before it's too late.
What'd you do today?
Nothing as good as saving bears.
Donate now at internationalanimalrescue.com. That's internationalanimalrescue.com.
To What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. And that voice that you just heard, that is my daughter who is sitting in on the show, Meredith Perry. We're in Los Angeles broadcasting from beautiful sunny weather. I think it's 73. I'm so sorry, New York, that it's snowing and that you're going to get 8 inches. I don't know how many inches, but this is a great weekend to be outside in New York. Thank you. That's a good choice. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? That means this is the show about you, the show about your wrinkles and your brown splotchy pigmentation on your face that really kind of bothers you, no matter what your skin color. This is the show about fat on your hips that I can suction away. That's what we talk about here. And the phone number is 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Let's go ahead and take Bethany's call. She's been on forever. What can I do for you, Bethany? What's your wrinkle?
Hi, Dr. Perry. Thank you for taking my call. I have a friend who confided in me recently that she, on a whim, bought one of these electronic stimulators for collagen and toning the face, but when she got it, she saw the gel that she had to put on, and then she's afraid to use it. And so I listened to your show. You're very knowledgeable and sensitive to the issues. And I wanted to know, what would be the best protocol if one was going to use such a device? Infrared, electrostimulation. She's afraid to use it now, so I'd like to.
Right. So the device that she bought, the most important thing is to find out if she can return it. That's one. And, you know, if it's an unopened box, maybe she can get her money back. And that would be a good thing because it's not going to do anything for her. Boy, let's talk about stimulating collagen. So what is collagen? Collagen is the structural protein in our skin. It's what leather is made of. So when you look at your leather jacket or your leather shoe, that is virtually 100% collagen. So it's the structural layer of our skin. It's what most of our skin is made of. And there's other things in our skin also. Obviously, there's elastin, the stretchy fibers, and there's hyaluronic acid, which keeps our skin nice and moist. And there's a lot of cellular components and things like that. But most of the skin is collagen. And so our collagen tends to kind of decline as we get older. So my daughter is 28. She's still got very stable collagen in her skin. But another 2 years, Meredith, another 2 years, your collagen begins to decline. So at age 30, that's the year that your skin begins to thin at a rate of 1% per year. And that's because your collagen decreases its thickness at 1% per year. So,
well, I got a lot to look forward to, Dr. Perry.
Yes, you do. And boy, she's also got a pretty loud voice there, doesn't she? Yeah. So, all right. So
sounds lovely.
She's got to get on that skincare program pretty soon because you want to keep your collagen as thick as possible for as long as possible. So what does that mean? Certainly, skincare is something you can use to increase the levels of collagen. Vitamin C is the number one stimulator of collagen in your body, and putting it on your skin is better than eating it. So that's skincare. But then there's these machines. And how do machines work? Machines work by injuring your tissue. Isn't that wonderful, right? But everything that really can increase the thickness of our collagen injures our tissue. So lasers, or peels, or what's called radio frequency, which is like thermage, or high energy focused ultrasound, which is how my daughter peaks up. She's got an ultrasound company, so she hears the word ultrasound and her heart rate gets a little faster. But a high energy ultrasound that can actually heat up the tissue, and that's called Ulthera. So all the things that actually do work to increase the thickness of our collagen do so by creating an injury. And your body sees the injury, and what does it do when you're injured? It makes collagen. All right, so that brings us back to the machine that unfortunately your friend purchased. And it's some sort of electric current that goes through the skin. I can tell you that there is no science to it. There are no studies that have shown that that machine or machines like that can actually generate enough energy to get through the skin in a safe way to generate collagen. It just can't happen. It's fantasy. So unfortunately, that is really the story with that, Bethany.
I think I'll let it down very gently, and maybe I know you have a skin line that I've heard you mention, and it sounds very, very effective and simple. And I think I'll just, because I've heard about it and I've thought about getting it because it's a 1, 2, 3 step, and maybe I'll encourage her that we could both go on it, and then she won't be thinking about those machines too much anymore.
It sounds like a good commercial for my skincare. So seriously, though, the number one stimulator of collagen is vitamin C. So there's a disease called scurvy that the sailors, hundreds of years ago when they crossed the Atlantic, they got scurvy. That's right. That's why they were called limeys, because they figured out if they put limes on their ships and ate limes, they would not get scurvy. So the early sailors were called limeys for that reason. So scurvy is a disease of vitamin C deficiency. When we don't have vitamin C, we actually break down collagen. When we have vitamin C is not only necessary for the production of collagen, but it does something also. It stimulates the production of collagen. You can get 40 times the level of vitamin C in your skin by putting it on your skin in a 10% concentration. And that's what I have in my nighttime. And that's why I have it in my nighttime, because it is the number one stimulator. You know, you hear about skincare and you have all these ingredients with names you can't pronounce, peptides and all this stuff that can't possibly work, that cost an awful lot of money. No, they can't, because peptides are too big a molecule. They can't get through the skin. You got me going here now. But vitamin C is a small molecule. It gets through the skin. It's got 30 years of science in skincare and a lot more in science as a vitamin, but certainly it's probably the number one thing I would use if you're trying to restore your skin. But you're not going to get results overnight with my product or any product. I mean, that's the fact of life. Vitamin C, if you think about your collagen, remember what I said, it slows down the production from age 20 to 30. You're kind of even. The production and destruction of collagen is about even. But then you start destroying more than you make after age 30. So it's asking the skin an awful lot to actually just sort of stay still and not lose any more collagen. And it's asking the skin a tremendous amount to actually make collagen. So that's why when you see those ads and hear them on the radio, when people say, oh, in 7 hours you're going to have less wrinkles and thicker skin, that's fantasy. It can't possibly happen. I'm sorry.
Dr. Perry,
all right.
You did mention that you have one of your products have glycolic acid in it.
Well, actually, I've got lactic, which is very similar to glycolic. I used to have something called night skin, and that had glycolic. Now I've got nighttime, and it's got lactic acid, and that's an alpha-hydroxy acid. That has its own benefits. And, you know, I put them in the same cream because I don't want you to have to waste money on more than one cream, and I don't want you to have to do multiple steps, and that is the simplicity of my skincare program. Mm-hmm. I know that my patients and listeners out there, you'll do one step at night, right? But how many of you really will do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps? And that's not fantasy. Just go on some of the websites of some of the big skincare companies. Mm-hmm. You'll see one that I won't mention, 6 steps in the morning, 8 steps at night. That's ridiculous.
I don't want to say her name.
Won't say names. No names here. Anyway, Bethany, thanks so much for the phone call. I really do appreciate it. And you have a great day, and be careful. All right, let's go to one more call before the be careful because it's snowing in New York. Meredith's looking at me. What do you mean be careful? Be careful with skincare and be careful with the snow. Let's take another call before we go to our break. Sue, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
I can't believe I'm actually talking to you. I totally respect your opinion.
Well, thank you.
Is
this my wife?
No. Anyway, I live in Plainfield, New Jersey, so I'm back kind of where your office is here. I have a question. I'm 60 years old. I'm in pretty good shape. I'm only like 110 pounds. Everybody says I look so young, but I have these horrible bags under my eyes. And they're not just grooved. They're actual three-dimensional big puffy bags. And then my upper lids are very hooded. They're very saggy. And the question I have for you is it better to get both done at the same time under the same surgery, or is it better to kind of split them up and do the bottoms one time, wait a while, and then do the top thing?
Most people will do all four eyelids at the same time just because, you know, you're in the operating room. Much of the preparation is already done for one set of eyelids. There's a little bit of cost savings because the surgery is a little shorter if you do all four lids at the same time. And of course, the big thing is the recovery. When you have your eyelids done, you're going to hide for anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks, depending on what you want people to know. If you're Joan Rivers, you only hide 1 week. I guess that other person we were talking about at the beginning of the show, I guess you hide for a lot longer than that because you don't want anyone to know. So the answer is most of my patients do all four eyelids at the same time.
Good. I'd like to do it once
right.
And be done with it. Okay, well, I'm going to come see you in one of these days. I'll be happy to talk to you, and you can take a look at me.
I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you. And you're quite articulate with your description, so I look forward to meeting you. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. The phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. We're going to have one more section of the show, another 15 minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new Fifth Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Hi, I'm Joe. You know, I used to have problems falling asleep until I got a Serenity Wave. It's a magnetic halo that you place under your pillow for the most peaceful sleep of your life. The sleep is so peaceful that I feel like I'm floating, getting a massage at a spa in the sky covered in marshmallows, drizzled in chocolate while getting a foot. Introducing Serenity Wave. Go to myserenitywave.com. Promo code WABC. Serenity Wave, a magnetic halo that you place under your pillow, inducing your brain to calm you down and have a restful sleep. Go to myserenitywave.com, promo code WABC. Right now, Jane is dreaming of being in a room with 17 puppies. Go to myserenitywave.com, promo code WABC. Just listen to the results.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. The longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamins C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating clean time soap. This fall, use the WABC code to receive 15% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
What is your wrinkle? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is the show about you. And tonight, I'm sitting here in sunny Beverly Hills, and we're looking out the window at it's not even a sunset here, and it's 73 degrees. And I know that in New York, it's snowing, it's mean, it's nasty, the winter rages on, and I'm here. So, well, I'll be back very soon, though. So I'm sitting here with my daughter, Meredith Perry, who is a techie out here on the West Coast, the left coast of the United States. And, you know, she used to have a radio show on WQHS, the University of Pennsylvania radio station, and she was my competition in Philadelphia on Saturday evenings a few years ago. And I'm glad because she got 40 or 50 more listeners to listen to her instead of me.
11.
All right. Now, the board just disappeared. So, maybe Isaiah, you can tell me the fifth caller on that board, Isaiah. Who is that? Isaiah's, I think we're on autopilot here. Isaiah. All right. Oh, she hung up. All right. Well, what are you going to do? You know, hang in there. Don't hang up. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. So, you know, we were talking earlier in the show about fat in the neck. And it is one of my favorite topics. I spend a lot of time getting rid of fat in the neck. And a lot of you spend a lot of time getting fat in the neck. I was mentioning Patsy's Pizza, one of my favorite pizzerias. You know the one at NYU closed, unfortunately? What are you going to do? All right. Well, that pizza and other snacks like that, food like that, tend to put fat right in your neck and in elsewhere in your body also. So what do we do? Well, traditionally, it has been liposuction, otherwise known as liposuction. That's what we can do. And I still think in 2018, that is probably the best way to remove the fat. It really is. And you say, well, what about all these non-invasive procedures that are out there now? What about Cool Touch? What about Kybella? You know, what about these things? Well, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Kybella. Kybella is an injection of bile acids into the fat. It takes a number of treatments to work. From my understanding, reading the literature and talking to patients who have had the procedure, the results are fairly subtle, and it winds up being fairly expensive, painful. You know, I mean, that's just my take on it. It is my opinion. I know lots of doctors are doing it, but at this point, I've opted not to do that. Now, Cool Touch, you know, it works. It freezes the fat, but kind of subtle. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago the fairly small amount of fat that's killed in any one treatment, a little bit more than the thickness of a nickel, not enough for most of my patients. So what do you do? What about liposuction? Well, we actually have Suzette on the line, and that was her question. So let's go to that. What's your wrinkle, Suzette?
Hi. I was wondering if one has a neck liposuction or liposuction of the neck, what happens after a few years? Like, does the fat start, like, appearing elsewhere, like on the neck? I mean, there's not a lot of room. So I was just wondering kind of what happens. Do you just get, like, big blobs on your neck or...
Not if the surgeon knows what he or she is doing. So we don't just take that little bit. Let's say you have some fat right underneath the middle of your chin, right? Mm-hmm. You don't just suction that little bit. The way it's done, here's how we do it. We numb you up. So this can be done under local anesthesia alone or local anesthesia with sedation. I've done plenty of these with you just numbing up your neck, and the technique that I use, it's really not uncomfortable. We give you a little bit of painkiller by mouth beforehand, or we give you intravenous sedation and then numb you up. And then I make a little incision. It's about a quarter inch incision right underneath the chin, and I make one little tiny incision under each ear. And we use tiny little tubes. They're about 3 millimeters in diameter. And I break up and suction the fat. So the importance is to remove fat throughout the neck and the jowls and what's called the submental area. And by the way, I wrote the chapter in a surgery book on this exact topic. It's called eMedicine.com. Listeners, if you're interested, you want to read one. It's written for plastic surgeons. It's not written at the high school level, unfortunately. But it does give a lot of information, and there are lots of photographs of my patients. So it's eMedicine.com, and the chapter is called Liposuction of the Neck and Jowls. So we suction, and it's very important that the surgeon feel what he's suctioning or she's suctioning and get a nice even result. So that way, let's say down the line a few years, if you decide to go to Patsy's, this sounds like a commercial for Patsy's, right? If you decide to go there and eat pizza every night for a month and gain 30 or 40 pounds, you know, it doesn't come out all lumpy. You know, you don't have a lump here and there. Yeah, I'm not going to stop you from gaining weight, although you'll gain less in your neck than you would have otherwise, because I've permanently removed those fat cells. You know, when we do suction, we actually remove cells. And those fat cells, like muscle cells, lose the ability to divide after puberty. So that means when you gain weight, the same fat cells get large, or when you lose weight, they get small. But the numbers of fat cells, for the most part, now there are exceptions if you really become morbidly obese, but for the most part, it's the same number of cells throughout your entire life. And the same with muscle, by the way. You build muscle, it's the same number of cells. Your muscles are bigger if you exercise. And if you don't go to the gym, they atrophy and they're smaller. So liposuction, it's a great procedure. It's one of my big bang for your buck procedures. Now, here's the thing. How old are you, Suzette?
Are you kidding me? I'm 40.
Oh, well, you're just a kid. All right, so you're fine. Now, 40. You know, it's interesting because when I trained way back in the 1980s, 35 was the cutoff age for liposuction of the neck and jowls. We thought that if I suctioned fat after that age, your skin would hang. But that was very quickly, way back in about early 90s, publications came out that said it's absolutely safe. But on the other hand, if you're 70, it's probably not a great idea to have liposuction. There, the skin will not retract. It will not shrink after removing the fat. And that's why with liposuction, with any of the other, even the non-invasive techniques, if they were to work, they're not going to shrink the skin, and then the skin just hangs there. And that's when we do a facelift. And by the way, Suzette, when I do facelifts, almost every single facelift, I'll also do liposuction at the same time. In fact, that's the first thing we do in the procedure, suction out the fat of the neck. And a lot of you, by the way, you've got that little fat, almost like a tablespoon of fat, right underneath your chin. And that may not be underneath the skin. And if you don't have a doctor who's a real surgeon, there's a lot of non-surgeons doing this kind of thing. If you have someone that really doesn't understand this and does liposuction, you're going to be unhappy because they'll suction the fat underneath the skin. In that situation, they needed to make a bigger incision and actually remove the fat underneath the muscle and bring the muscle bands together. So that's what a consultation is all about with a board-certified plastic surgeon. You go in and you get evaluated. It's not one of these things where you know go to some fly-by-night clinic and have your suction the same day you decided to see the doctor. All right, Suzette?
Okay, got it. Thanks very much. Enjoy your time.
You're very welcome.
Rest.
Thanks so much. And do well in the storm. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. Let's go to Nancy in Poughkeepsie. What can I do for you, Nancy? What's your wrinkle?
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. You were talking about vitamin C. Apparently, that can't be found in a day cream, can it?
No, it can't. And I'm glad you mentioned that. But if you go to the stores, by the way, you will find some vitamin C in day creams. And you know what that tells me? That tells me that the company either has no idea what's going on, or they don't hire a properly trained physician who knows anything about science. Tells you the skin, and let me tell you why. Here's the big secret. Vitamin C is destroyed by ultraviolet light, and it's destroyed so quickly that if I put vitamin C in my skin cream or anybody else's on your skin, and you go out into the 73-degree sunshine of Beverly Hills that I'm in right now, it'll be gone. All the vitamin C that was just put into your skin will be gone in a matter of minutes. It's a very light-sensitive chemical. So is vitamin A, by the way. That's why I call those two the vampire vitamins. You have to put them on at night. You put vitamin C on at night. You put vitamin A on at night. They have plenty of time to soak into your skin, and do the good things that they're supposed to do during the night. When they're found in day creams, you know, something's wrong with the company. They don't know what they're doing.
Okay. Thank you. Using your night cream at night, is it okay to put your moisturizer on top of it after that?
You have to let it soak in enough. The moisturizer can actually hurt the absorption of the vitamin C and vitamin A. So, you know, if you give it about a half an hour, you're okay, because you really want that to absorb into the skin. And then the moisturizer sits on the surface of the skin, but it'll block absorption. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of moisturizers. How's that for someone that makes a moisturizer? You know, I think that most women do not need moisturizers. That's heretical. Oh, my goodness. How could someone who makes the product say that? But it's true. There's just not a lot of science to moisturizers. But having said that, and I've told this story before, and it's absolutely true, I told my wife, you don't need a moisturizer. You don't need one. She wanted it. She used it. So I made her the best moisturizer you could possibly make, and that's Soft Time. It's got all the good things that a moisturizer needs. It's got these things called ceramides. And you ready for this one, Nancy? Say
yeah.
This one. Phytosphingosine. That's the word of 2018.
Oh. Okay.
Phytosphingosine. It's an important ingredient in sebum. That's the natural oil of the skin. All right, Nancy, they're going to pull me out of the studio. Thanks so much for the question. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC, where I've been every week for a long, long time now. And I want everybody to go to my website, perryplasticsurgery.com, if you want information about me and about cosmetic surgery. Go to drperrys.com if you want information about skincare and to buy those products that I mentioned on the show. A shameless plug for my own products. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Thanks so much for great engineering. Isaiah, you did a great job. And Mike, as always, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be back next week at 6 p.m. Stay tuned. We'll see you all next week. Stay warm also.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry's Skindustries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.